The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
We've been living in days of very bad news for a very long time now, and every day it seems to get worse and more intense. Our country and the world has become something I never thought I'd live to see. I suppose every generation experiences some of that as they reminisce about the good old days. And in retrospect, those good old days were not as good as we probably remember them. But again, I never thought I'd see the day when, fill in the blank, there are plenty of options to choose from. But today I want to try to put all of that stuff aside. Quite honestly, I'm tired of it. Sick to death of the new normal, the wokeism, the new world order, the great reset, the lies of the mainstream media, the filth of Hollywood, and the censorship of the truth. I will need to get back to reporting on what's happening soon enough. But this week, as a Christian, I'll be celebrating Christmas with my family, and even that is controversial now. After this message goes out, I'll undoubtedly get plenty of flack from well-meaning Christians who don't celebrate Christmas and feel the need to correct me. Never mind that it's the God-hating atheists who demand we ban the name of Jesus and the celebration of Christmas from public. Instead, these Christians join them. As always happens, I'll be told it's a pagan holiday, that we're never told in Scripture to celebrate the birth of our Savior, that it's a Catholic thing, even that it's satanic. It's not bad enough that most retail stores have now banned the word Christmas, or that God himself has been thrown out of every public institution. Cities ban nativity scenes from public property. The very use of the greeting Merry Christmas will draw the ire of many in our post-Christian America now. It never used to be this way. When I was growing up, we always looked forward to this time of year. It was a wonderful time of year, starting with Thanksgiving. I remember how special those family Thanksgivings were. My parents had 6 children, 3 girls and then 3 boys. I'm the second to the youngest, number 5 out of 6. By the time I came along, all my sisters were pretty much grown up and moved away. Thanksgiving was a special time when everyone would be home again, and I look forward to my sisters and their husbands joining us. My mom was an amazing cook, and I remember the smells of the turkey in the oven, the stuffing, the pumpkin pie, the fun we had when the family was all together. And I remember that the Christmas season would really begin right after Thanksgiving. There was no such thing as Black Friday or Cyber Whatever when I was a kid. But right after Thanksgiving, we'd start spending all our Saturdays at church. That was when us kids would start practicing for the annual Sunday School Christmas program. Usually it was a play depicting the Christmas story. Each of us kids would play a different part. Being a part of the Christmas program taught us many things, not the least of which was diligent Bible study and learning to experience and teach God's Word ourselves, as we would study and then act out the parts and read Scripture aloud to the grown-ups in the audience. When it was over, the church gave everyone a special gift bag of Christmas treats. I remember there was always a popcorn ball and always an orange, among other candies and sweets. The church Christmas program was always a centerpiece of the entire Christmas season. My own kids took part when they were young. But then, over the years, it became more and more difficult for the church to find grown-ups willing to organize and put the Christmas program together. Eventually, they quit doing them altogether. It's a shame that kids today will never experience that. It's even sadder to think that most kids today don't have a clue as to who Jesus is or understand the need for the Savior, why he came to earth, what he taught us, why he was crucified, died, was buried, rose again, and where he is now, and that he most definitely is coming again soon. We also celebrated Christmas in my public school. Students performed an annual Christmas concert, not a holiday concert. This was different from the church program because there were songs about Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but there were also songs like Silent Night, Joy to the World, O Holy Night, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Nobody ever complained about the Christian Christmas carols, much less sued the school district over them, and there was no confusion that the celebration at hand was indeed Christmas. Imagine that. Today, even Linus is censored and canceled, no longer allowed to speak the true meaning of our celebration in a Charlie Brown Christmas. One of my favorite memories was every year about the first week in December or so, my dad would bring home the Sears Wish Book. How fun was that? Of course, you'd pass right over the front half of the catalog because that was all clothes and boring stuff. But in the second half, now that was where the fun began. I remember many times laying on the floor in my footy pajamas, paging through the wish book and seeing all the neat things that looked like fun. And my parents would make sure that there were good things for each of us kids under the tree every year. And us kids took what meager funds we had available and either made or bought modest gifts for our parents and each other as well. Even though we were kids, we knew what it was to be thoughtful and generous and to do nice things for one another. That it was more blessed to give than to receive. We received our Christmas gifts with gratitude and thankfulness. And they were good gifts, too, fun things. Craft projects, model airplanes, science kits, things that help us learn, be creative, productive, and responsible. When I look at the way kids experience Christmas today, I'm sad for them. Christ has been all but totally removed. If they somehow happen to hear about Jesus and ask their parents about him, the parents, in most cases, are not even able to tell them what Charlie Brown knew. No more Sears wish book either. Today, kids make their lists on their smartphones using Amazon Prime. And the gifts they ask for are not wholesome, creative, or learning tools. They're usually the most expensive, newest digital device or video game on the market. These things don't encourage learning or creativity or productivity. They just dumb the kids down further into a mind-numb cyber stupor. And it's not a whole lot better even if you're a regular churchgoer. Christmas celebrations in churches run the gamut from such nonsense as ugly Christmas sweater Sunday to pastors dressing up like Santa Claus and twisting scripture to include the man in the red suit in the nativity, to big theatrical productions with rock bands, fog machines, and laser lights. Public schools can no longer include traditional Christmas carols in their holiday celebrations. For that matter, they can't even suggest there ever was such a person as Jesus Christ. Of course, they have no problem forcing kids to recite the five pillars of Islam or sending them on a field trip to a mosque. But sing Silent Night, mention the name of Jesus? How intolerant and bigoted. So if kids seem different today, it's because they are. How could they not be, growing up in this sort of atmosphere where God is removed from everything in public and shunned by all? Unless, of course, God is defined as Allah or perhaps the Force. Today, they open their gifts and complain they didn't get better things or more things or the right things. Instead of being thankful for what they've received, they're thankful what they received came with gift receipts so they can return them for cash. And then, when all the gifts have been opened, instead of relishing the warmth and love and togetherness of family, we have a group of people sitting in the same room, but each one tapping away on their smartphones, iPods, iPads, Kindles, tablets, and laptops. Nobody talking. All you hear is the tap, tap, tap of fingers hitting screens, heads down, like always. Pious Christians look with disdain on the annual Naughty or Nice list to see which stores say Merry Christmas to them and which ones won't. But it doesn't change their shopping habits, not really. Worst of all, most do virtually nothing at all to be salt and light in their communities the rest of the year. Like the ungodly, they don't speak of Jesus or serve as the hands and feet of Jesus throughout the year. Most don't even try. To say his name out loud is actually an embarrassment to them. When they see the atrocities committed by abortionists, they turn the other way. When they see homosexuals redefining marriage, they see that as politics. Ew, so distasteful. I'm just not interested in politics. And with more information available at our very fingertips than ever before in history, most Christians prefer to remain ignorant while the world is turned upside down and inside out by New World Order globalists and woke demons. Liberals and progressives love to talk about inclusiveness and tolerance. When it comes to this time of year, one has said, "Why do I wish people happy holidays?" Because from November 1st to January 15th, there are approximately 29 holidays observed by seven of the world's major religions, and I don't think mine are the only ones that count. You see, in America today, we become so inclusive that we're sensitive to everyone, except, of course, those bigoted Christians. But what are these so-called seven major world religions? Here's a list. Buddhists, who celebrate Bodhi Day. Never heard of it? Me neither. The followers of Kemetic Orthodoxy, the religion of ancient Egypt from 4500 BC, who celebrate the Day of the Return of the Wandering Goddess. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. This is what they list as being one of the most important celebrations and one of the world's most major religions. This is why we must say Happy Holidays and not Merry Christmas. Then there are the Muslims who celebrate Eid al-Adha. The dates of Muslim holidays, however, change every year because the Islamic calendar is based on phases of the moon, since they worship the moon god. Then there are the Aboriginals and American atheists and pagans who celebrate the winter solstice. Of course, Hanukkah, celebrated by Jews, and though it sticks in their throats to say it, Christmas, celebrated by Christians. Yes, I am sad for the children of today growing up without Jesus or growing up with a fake Jesus as taught to them by so-called progressive churches. We've lost our reverence for God, our awe for His Son, and we've become so intimidated by a spirit of political correctness that we've trashed not only our own history and heritage, but even our once deeply held Christian faith. The true meaning of Christmas is not being passed on to our young generations. In fact, it was lost a long time ago. Is it any wonder that today 39% of our young people in homes all across this country will be asking for Christmas presents that'll help them celebrate their newly embraced LGBT or transgender identities? Friends, I'm going to celebrate Christmas with my family and continue to instill some of the wonderment and awe and reverence I had as a child at Christmas time into the lives and hearts of my children and grandchildren. To me, the ghosts of Christmas past are fond memories of a simpler time, a more innocent time, a time when God was God and it was okay to love Him, sing praises to Him, and to thank Him for all the many gracious blessings He's continued to shower us with, even as we sojourn here among a world of reprobate minds. I hope you do the same, and turn off your devices and hold your loved ones close. Hug them. Tell them you love them. Reverence God, and teach your children what the truth really is. And in the new year, endeavor to make your lives count by being always in the service to the King of Kings. We can never go back to yesterday, but we can teach our children again what normal is like. And together, we can look forward to the glorious return of our Savior, who really is Christ the Lord, and the only answer to all the evil, wickedness, lies, and nonsense this world continues to heap upon us. Thank God for Jesus.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.